great day.
Okay, Red.
Oh. Wash over day.
Well, we're off to a good start, boy.
Wash day blues, worry no more. Get new tide at your nearest store. Razzmatazz and E-I-E-E.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the largest selling wash day product in America, proudly presents the Red Skelton Program. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, singing stars, the Four Knights, Loreen Tuttle, Pat McGee and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. These are days of scientific development. So here is Procter & Gamble's Flying Wrist and Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's H-Bum, Red Skelton.
H-Bum, huh? H-Bum, huh? You know, introductions like that are nice. Too bad you won't be here next week to make another one like that.
Oh, I was only kidding.
Yeah.
You know, you're awful touchy and jumpy lately. Like the other day when you saw that flying saucer.
Oh, yeah. Hey, did you folks hear what happened? Junior's mother got him one of those Buck Rogers outfits, you see. Well, this is what happened. This is what happened. Don't wash too hard. Don't wash too hard.
Oh, you're all washed.
Yes.
Now get into bed and take your nap.
Okay, dictator.
That's enough. Hmm? Now get into your crib.
Yeah, okay. You know, I'm getting to be a big boy. I can get in my crib all by myself. Look.
That's a good boy.
Yeah.
Now sleep tight.
Hmm?
Sleep tight.
I will. Me pajamas shrunk. He's gone. I'm going to put on me Buck Rogers outfit and fly me kite and have some fun, boy. Get out of me crib here. First, I got to make a telephone call. She's the coast is clear. Nope, nobody here. So she won't hear me coming down the stairs. I'll slide down the banister. Boy, a couple more trips like that, I'm going to need a retread. First, I'll phone Red Skelton's houseboy to scare him. He worries so, though. He always worries so.
Yeah, Skelton residence.
Say, you remember talking about the flying saucers?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're back. Goodbye. One just landed.
Now, who could that have been? Good heavens, a flying saucer. Oh, Mr. Skelton. Mr. Skelton. Oh, Mr. Skelton.
In here.
Oh, you're awake. Yeah. Ah, you're up early this morning.
Yeah, that's right, Brett. I made up my mind last week that they're not going to catch me staying in bed late anymore. Is lunch ready?
Well, sleeping late's a bad habit, Mr.
Oh,
Skelton.
Yes,
indeed. I had an uncle once who slept so much, the only clothes he wore were his pajamas.
Really?
Yeah, why would you believe it? We had to wake him up so he wouldn't miss his own funeral.
Good for him. Yeah. You can bury that joke with him. Here's really my answer. This is a pip.
I have to say that last line again.
Now, well, get this.
We had to wake him up so he wouldn't miss his own funeral.
Dead tired, huh?
Yeah, poor boy. Thinks he's a comedian.
Yeah. We're going to miss you around here, boy. Hey, what's wrong with you? You look worried. Is your adrenaline wearing off?
No. A few nights ago, right after I turned out the lights and crawled into bed.
Yeah?
Guess what happened?
It got dark?
No. I happened to glance out the window, and guess what I saw in the sky?
What?
A shiny silver saucer flying around the moon.
You sure it wasn't the termites in your glasses?
No, sir. It was a flying disc, about 8 inches across and 30,000 6/8 feet up in the air.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Yes, it was. And streaming behind the saucer was a blue flame, tinged with yellow, and the little man in the disc was wearing a bow tie with the same colors.
You didn't have to see a wart on his nose, did you?
No, but he had two Adam's apples.
Well, that's in case he gets thirsty, he can make cider out of one of them. Say, you've been reading too many of those science fiction stories, you know. It could have been a pedestrian, you know. They're knocking them pretty high this season.
No, it was a flying saucer from Mars.
Oh, wait a minute. They want to laugh, but we're rushing. They came all the way from Pomona to hear this.
No, Mr. Skelter was a flying saucer from Mars.
Oh?
I ought to know. I saw the license plate.
How could you see the license plate? You're so nearsighted and beer-sighted, I might add. So nearsighted you use magnifying glasses to see your glasses.
Isn't a brilliant run.
I've been looking out this window for 5 minutes and I haven't seen... Hey, Fred, what do them things look like? Is that one?
Yeah, let me take a look.
Yeah.
Well, bully for you, Mr. Skelton, you've spotted one.
Really?
Sure.
Well, maybe I better call the police here. I'll call them and report this right away.
Hello?
Keep,
City
wait,
jail.
I have another line. Keep your eye on it. It's probably Bob Hope flying to Portland.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
City jail.
Yeah, I want to report a flying saucer.
Just a moment, please.
Please?
I'll connect you with the flying saucer department. Hey, Sam, here's a live one for you.
Hang up. Please. That's the please department. Go answer the door there, will you?
Why, I'm not Snoopy.
You're not going to be an employee either if you don't go answer the door.
Oh, good heavens, it's one of them flying saucers.
Let's all drag our heels a little, boys. What do you say?
What do you mean it's a flying saucer? It's me, Brett.
Yeah, he's not a saucer. He looks more like a platter of gristle.
Well, that's very funny, Dimples.
Yeah, Dimples.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what are you doing with that telescope?
Well, I'm going fishing. What do you think I'm doing with it? I'm looking up in the air at flying saucers. I saw one.
Oh, come on. Now, you're just like everybody else. You've been watching television too much. Your eyes are muscle-bound.
Yeah. Hey, did you have your television set on last night?
Yeah.
How did it fit? Now, but we did see flying saucers, didn't we, Fred?
Yes, sir. We both saw it.
Yeah.
It made me so nervous, I chewed my fingernails down to half-mast.
Mm-hmm. There must be some kind of diagram to go with jokes like these. Trouble with you, O'Connor, you're not keeping up with the times. Why, in a short time, we might be doing our broadcast from Mars.
Oh, Procter & Gamble won't kick us that far, will they?
No, in fact, they've been heading me the other direction.
You and your flying saucer.
All right, come over to the window. Take a look in the sky through my telescope. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm looking.
Oh, do you see it?
It's really something. Red, why didn't you tell me about this before?
O'Connor, stop pointing that telescope at that window across the street. Here, let me take a look. My, what a funny... You see, now here's...
Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, the censor got this joke and you won't hear it tonight. Oh, it's a Lulu, though. This would be a nice thing to get off the air with. Never get us back on, but it would get us off.
Hey. Look over there on that roof.
Yeah?
It's the Four Knights.
Yeah?
They must be looking for flying saucers,
no,
too.
No, they're just rehearsing. And me being a lip reader, I would say they were singing Wilhelmina.
Wilhelmina, see the cutest little girl in Copenhagen. Wilhelmina, she has all the fellas praising in the noggin. In Copenhagen.
And the roses on her cheek, and the music when she speaks, and how sweet her kisses taste.
Sugar cane is like my mama's Danish face treat. Wilhelmina, maybe soon we will elope in Copenhagen. Wilhelmina, we'll share everything, including my toboggan in Copenhagen.
All the other girls say no, but Wilhelmina, she said nine.
All the boys call Wilhelmina Willie,
but
I call Wilhelmina mine. She's the cutest little girl in Copenhagen. She has all the fellas crazy in the noggin in Copenhagen.
And
the roses on her cheek, and the music when she speaks,
and how sweet
her kisses taste.
Sugar cane
is like my mama's Danish pastry. Wilhelmina, maybe soon we will elope in Copenhagen. Wilhelmina, we'll share everything including my toboggan in Copenhagen.
All the other girls we know, Wilhelmina,
she says nah.
All the
boys call Wilhelmina Willie,
but
I call Wilhelmina mine.
Here's a brand new Tide Miracle. Now, with Tide, you can get your wash sparkling clean without rinsing. That's right. With Procter & Gamble's Tide, you don't have to rinse. Here's why. Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps it suspended in the sudsy water. So when you wring or spin dry your clothes, the dirt goes out along with the wash water. Your clothes come out clean, white, fresh. They dry soft and fluffy, iron easily, smell sweet and clean. Yes, I said clean. You know how clean Tide has always washed your clothes with rinsing. Cleaner than any other washing product you can buy. Now, we want you to try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing and compare the results. Why, it's unbelievable how bright, fresh, and clean your clothes will be. And think of the time and work you save. So try it. Remember, the Tide that's on your dealer's shelf right now in the same familiar package will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
Hey, do you see any flying saucers in the sky, Rod? Hey, maybe it's one of them rocket ships from Mars. Maybe they're going to blow up the Earth, huh?
Red, you mean this is it?
I think so, boy.
Well, at least we're together for our last few moments. So long, old pal. So long.
Oh, let's not get sickening about this. Believe me, Barrel Boy, they'd need an awful big bomb to blow you up. We're going to tear you down and put up a new studio, I think, you know? How about a game of canasta while we're waiting? Hey, probably the guy coming to turn off the lights. Since I heard about that H-bar, I haven't paid any bills. Yeah?
I'm a reporter from the California Daily Smog.
Oh?
It was formerly the California Sun.
Oh, yes, I remember. It used to come out... I remember, it used to come out once a month.
Yeah. Are you Red Skelton?
Well, I've never had anybody run up and say you're Red Skelton, but if I'm not, I have an awful lot of fun with his money. Me and little old Harry. Yeah, I'm Red Skelton, co-starred with Fred Astaire in the new Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer musical, Three Little Words, which I have up for the Academy Award for next year.
Look, I heard through the grapevine...
You listen to grapes?
And you reported seeing a flying saucer.
Yeah, is there anything you'd like to know?
Yes, there is. Where do you buy your bottled stuff?
You don't think I saw them saucers. You guys think I'm nuts, huh?
Oh, now, come on, cool off. Red, we don't think you're nuts.
Oh.
Just lie down on the couch now and tell us all about it.
Yeah. Look, wise guy, you come outside and I'll prove to you that there's some flying saucers around here. Now.
Okay, where's your saucer?
There it is. See, look up there, look.
Cut off my flab and call me skinny. There is a flying saucer up there.
Yeah.
Hey, it looks like it's going to land.
Yeah, it's coming down on the next street.
Come on, let's capture it.
Come on. Oh, too bad we weren't on horses. They'd have thought this was the Hop-Along Cassidy show.
Well, Red, we've run two blocks and we can't find where that flying disc has landed yet.
Yeah, we'd better give up.
Well, it's bound to be around here someplace. I wonder what happened to it.
The saucer?
No, the plot of this script. Look, let's split up. Let's go up through this alley here. Come on, this way, Rod.
Okay, come on.
Yeah, boy, what a ritzy neighborhood. Look, the cans have been cleaned and pressed before they throw them out. How do you like that?
Uh-oh.
What?
Look who's shuffling down the alley. Polly the Panhandler.
Yeah, old Miss Catastrophe of 1906. Get a load of that fur coat she's wearing. It looks like she won it at a skunk fight.
Howdy, gents.
Howdy, gents.
I see we patronize the same trash can.
Hey, Polly. What are you doing up this alley here?
Oh, I sneaked up here to cop a smoke. Do you fellas mind if I smoke?
Oh, of course not.
Well, then offer me a cigarette.
Hey, why are you always bumming cigarettes?
Well, that's because people are always stepping on their cigarette butts when they drop them, and I hate smoking them flat. I gotta have my smokes, youngster.
Oh.
If you don't offer me one, I'll just have to go back to inhaling incinerators. Say, you wouldn't happen to have a bobby pin on you, would you?
No.
I just washed my mustache and I can't do a thing with it.
Say, I like the way your mustache hangs over your mouth. It saves lipstick and hides that purple.
Say, did you know today's my birthday?
Oh, really?
Yes, hard to realize that I'm pushing 35.
Don't look now, but you're pushing in the wrong direction.
Well, I'll admit I look old for my age.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's because I ain't been to a beauty parlor lately.
Really?
I kind of lost my taste for beauty parlors last time I had a permanent. I still claim the hair they returned to me wasn't mine.
You mean to say that that isn't your own hair?
Heavens, no. This is a toupee I picked off a guy's head on the bus. It was just my luck to grab one with a butch haircut. Say, you wouldn't happen to have a crowbar on you, would you? My archers just fell.
No, no, no. Say, you're really in a bad way, aren't you?
Oh, how right you are. Why, when I was a silent picture star, I was a toast of the continent.
The toast?
Yeah. Now I'm just the crumb of Skid Row.
Tell me, Polly, have you tried to get back into pictures?
Oh, I'm up for a part now, yeah. They want me to play the echo for Francis, the talking mule. It's hard to get a job in pictures these days, unless you're a dog or a mule or a gorilla. You just don't stand a chance. They don't give screen tests anymore. All they want to know is your pedigree. Say, you don't happen to have any flea powder on you, do you? You see, my fur coat is scratching again.
So we got to run, Polly. Rod and I are looking for a flying saucer that landed around here.
Oh, say, I saw a flying saucer last night.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you tell the police about it?
No, I didn't want to disturb them.
Oh.
They were too busy booking me. Well, I got to make tracks. I'm going to a lecture this afternoon.
Oh?
And the parole officer hates for me to be late.
Well, goodbye, Polly.
Keep in touch, youngster.
A lovable old character, isn't she?
She sure is. Hey, Red, let's split up now. If you see anything, yell.
Okay, okay. See you later.
Hey, there's something moving in those bushes. Hey, who's in there?
Oh, wasn't you? I don't know.
Willie Lump Lump, what are you doing in the bushes?
These bushes?
Yes.
I thought there was something funny. I got home and I wanted to hang my hat and coat up. So I opened the closet and I stepped in and I fell three stories.
You must have opened the window by mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I say you must have opened the window by mistake.
Well, I was never one for details, you know.
Did you break any bones?
Well, now there's a thought. I better shake myself and see. I think I fractured my pinch bottle. I hope I cut myself. This stuff's 100% proof, you know. Sometimes they just don't come out, you know.
It's spilled all over the grass.
Yeah, it makes a nice weed killer, don't it, huh? Hey, you got a sponge? You got a sponge, don't you?
Look, pickle brain.
Huh?
I said, look, pickle brain.
Pickle brain.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a jelly in it, huh? Well, don't stand there. Get on your hands and knees. We'll lap this up like a dog.
Willie, don't you know that stuff's bad for your stomach?
I got news for you, fat boy. I ain't got a stomach.
Everybody's got a stomach.
Not me. I don't go in for knickknacks, you know. See, I never even had a father and mother. We were very poor, you know.
But if you don't have a stomach, how do you keep alive?
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you don't have a stomach, how do you keep alive?
You better look again.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, well, it's none of your business. I'm on a special diet. I don't need a stomach. A sponge does the job just as well.
You're a total loss. How can you face your wife in your condition?
How can anybody face her in any condition? I'm not saying she's ugly. She's rather pretty, you know, in a gruesome sort of way.
That's no way to talk about your wife. Can't you say something nice about her?
Yeah, she left town this morning.
Well, when will she be back?
Not for quite a while. Not for quite a while. You see, it was her birthday, and I gave her a trip. I sent her to the Thousand Islands. She's going to spend a week on each island.
Hey, look, Willie, have you seen any flying saucers lately?
I see plenty of them. Every time me and my wife has a fight, boy. Yeah. Why can't she throw them dishes around?
No, I'm not talking about flying saucers. I'm talking about ones from Mars. Have you seen any of them up in the sky lately?
You can't even see the sky. Taxes are so high nowadays. You know, if you'd think with all the money they heard that they made out at Santa Anita, they'd throw out Congress and put in horses. Now, you know, you missed an awful lot the way I do. I walk around my hands and knees all the time. I never see the sky, you know.
Look,
a lot of nice kneecaps about it all.
I think I saw one of those flying discs land around here someplace, and I've been trying to track it down.
Yeah?
There might be some strange men in it.
Speaking of strange men, might be you.
What do you mean?
You don't look right to me, boy. You just don't look right. I say every time I see you, you just don't look right.
All right.
Not all right. You should do something about it because you just don't. Next case.
I'll go crawl back in the bushes.
Middle of the street there, I'm going to go take a look at it.
Willie, come back. That's a manhole, an open manhole.
I know a flying saucer when I see one. Ooh!
Willie, are you okay?
Yeah, but I nearly broke my neck stepping down into this Hudson-type saucer.
Well, here comes Skelton. Hey, Red, we better go back around the block and pick up that newspaper man.
Yeah.
Or he'll think we're lying about that flying disc.
Hey, wait a minute. I just remembered something.
What?
Dave Rose and his orchestra is going to play Tumbling Tumbleweeds.
Everybody's talking about the new Tide Miracle. Now, with Procter & Gamble's Tide, you can get clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. Yes, without rinsing. You see, Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps it suspended in the sudsy water. When you wring your clothes, the dirt goes out along with the wash water. Your clothes are white, fresh, clean. Yes, clean. You know how clean Tide washes clothes with rinsing. Cleaner than any other washing product known. Now, try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing and compare the results. Your clothes will be bright, fresh, and clean, and you'll save time and work. So buy Tide. And when you do, remember this. Every package of Tide now on your dealer's shelf will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. That's right. The Tide on your dealer's shelf right now in the same familiar package will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. So try Tide today.
Well, if you boys aren't afraid of being left alone, I think I'll head back to the newspaper. If you find your flying disc, have the pilot call me.
Yeah, turn blue.
Yeah, you and your flying saucers. I feel like a big jerk.
Well, don't blame that on me. Besides, you said you saw it too.
Well, I didn't, but I have to humor you.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, wait, everybody.
What's
look.
Better?
Where? What?
Right over there.
Who? See, I told you so. Look at it. Look.
By gosh, the flying saucer.
Look.
I've got my binoculars on it.
Binoculars?
What does it look like?
Well, it rather resembles a kite. Let's go take a look, but be careful.
Get some glue. We'll stick together.
There he is. There he is.
Where?
See a little midget with an enormous silver head. By golly, we laughed when Buck Rogers predicted this.
Hey, you strange one. As an American citizen, I call upon you to surrender. You have landed in California, the United States of America, on the planet Earth.
Well, good. I thought I was at home in my backyard.
I order you to surrender for identification.
That must be Martian talk.
Yeah.
Do you surrender?
Yeah, you gotta catch me first.
He speaks English.
That shows how carefully they've prepared for this.
How are conditions on your planet?
Pretty lousy, kiddo. Ain't you been reading the paper?
How many more are there like you?
Oh, there's about a billion, not counting the grown-up.
Well, how can your planet sustain that much life?
Well, it's not all life. We have a few subnormal specimens like you, you know.
Do you find the air down here difficult to breathe?
Sure, but in Los Angeles, who don't?
What's going on out here?
Be calm, madam. We've captured a Martian invader on your property.
What did you say it was?
Yeah, this is my chance to get back to Mars, I see.
Rob, right. Will you please tell me what's happening?
Yes. O'Connor, get his flying saucer. There's a string attached to it.
Oh, Rod. Oh, of all the nonsense, and from grown-ups, too. Rod O'Connor, you should be ashamed of yourself. That's no flying saucer. That's Junior's kite. And as for your Martian invader, take off the Buck Rogers helmet, Junior. I know you.
Well, don't make such a dramatic thing out of it. I know you too.
Why aren't you in bed?
Why did you let us think you were from another planet?
Yes, why did you let us make fools of ourselves?
Because I let you call them the way you see them.
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday...
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of the Wash Day Miracle Tide.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
Now for beautiful natural softness, exciting natural sheen. Don't just wash your hair, condition it with New Dream.
It's here, a shampoo that conditions your hair to natural softness, natural sheen. It's New Dream Shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. No other shampoo has this new beauty conditioner. It's an exclusive cleansing agent found only in gentle New Dream.
Don't just wash your hair, condition it with New Dream.
New Dream Shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. Try it.
All right, back to your television.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. The Red Cross gives each of us an opportunity to help others. It brings together the millions who want to help with the millions who need help. It's the American way. Give through your Red Cross. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This program is a copyrighted feature. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.